Each day, your AI continues to get better and better. I mean, it's incredible the pace at which things are moving. And I think it will have implications kind of from a retail standpoint, longer term as well.
How is generative AI going to affect your retail experience? Guess what? It already is. And today we're going to take a look behind the curtain in one of the nation's most important and largest retailers who have an AI footprint you may not expect. We're joined today by Glenn Allison, VP, IT Enterprise AI Platforms and AI Solution Engineering at Tractor Supply Company. Glenn, welcome to AI in Action.
David, it's great to be here and looking forward to the discussion.
So you're leading AI innovation at a retailer with a very interesting customer base, rural, lifestyle-focused communities. How is enterprise AI helping Tractor Supply enhance that customer experience in meaningful ways?
Every Tractor Supply team member is enabled with AI. So as an example, several years ago, we rolled out AI communicators to every team member in our stores chain-wide, and then integrated our consumer mobile app, digital, for functionality like curbside pickup. So as a customer is arriving to the store to pick up their orders, it'll signal an AI alert. Our store team member can then bring that order curbside to the customer, just enabling a frictionless experience. And then we've integrated other aspects of the store. Like if you need to come in and get a propane refill on the side lot through the mobile app, you could signal you're there for a propane refill. An AI alert will automatically get sent to an available store team member to come out and assist the customer. And then with team member mobility, we could take mobile point of sale transactions really anywhere on the, inside the store or outside the store by the side lot, and then take care of the customer from a payment standpoint. Again, just speed of service enables more efficiency from a store team member standpoint. Those are a couple examples, but we leverage AI to create an interconnected experience and legendary service for our customers.
Do you see any like surprising changes, or have you learned anything interesting based on the way that Tractor Supply implemented their AI across the enterprise?
We've continued to build from a platform standpoint. So really just the AI communicators, the tying of kind of the consumer mobile app, digital. We began that journey many years ago and putting the bandwidth, the 5G, you know, the rural connectivity, the network, the platforms in place to be able to support AI. And then we've just continued to build on that architecture over time. So as an example, like with Tractor Vision, we've enabled computer vision technology in stores where we can automatically detect with cameras potential customer service opportunities. Like if there's a long line forming at the register, if there's a customer that might need assistance in the garden center, or potentially a customer that's interested in a riding mower, being able to signal AI alerts to an available team member to either go open another register to help speed with checkout or go to the garden center or other areas that a customer might need assistance. But with this journey, that's driven new skill sets, you know, in terms of ML ops. And we've also, we'll get into kind of generative AI and how we're using that across the company, but it's driving new skill sets and enabling our tech teams and being able to support LLM ops, ML ops, being able to support edge computing, these AI models really running at scale from an enterprise standpoint.
So it's not an easy leap to take implementing AI, especially across such a large enterprise like Tractor Supply. And you mentioned that you've built the infrastructure necessary, but how do you prioritize innovation, right, while keeping those critical operations running smoothly and not, you know, breaking the bank?
Tractor Supply does not have a headquarters. We have a store support center. The teams here are focused on supporting our store team members. We spend a lot of time in stores. We listen to store team members for feedback. We want to understand where there might be customer pain points or team member pain points, and how do we make the experience better for our teams? From an innovation standpoint, you were constantly listening to feedback. We have manager advisory board stores, in particular, they can quickly give us feedback on new concepts. And so we've got also a process in place. So as we're bringing new capabilities, like an example, several years ago, we did a chain-wide deployment with Hey Gura. It was one of the first retail industries full chain-wide deployment to every team member of generative AI. We started with several concept stores. We got feedback, but then ultimately looked at how we scale that to the entire chain. So with Hey Gura, you know, it's generative AI, we were able to build an LLM that's focused on product information, product recommendations. And so for team members, being able to quickly understand kind of where products are located within a store, information about the products, the know-how, expertise, and then also training information, we've made that accessible all through voice as well as through an app.
So you roll out innovations into these local stores. You started with one and then you say, okay, how was this an effective solution?
Yeah, so that'd be an example. So we have a hatchery kind of innovation lab that's here at our store support center. So early on, we can test potential solutions, rapidly prototype various kind of AI concepts. And then ultimately, the goal would be to get into certain test stores. And so we have manager advisory board stores that will quickly provide feedback on these concepts, and we can rapidly iterate. And then there's also kind of the next step would be going to district manager advisory board stores, which is just over 100 stores across the chain. And then based on the feedback, that gets us to the point where we could really start taking this to each of the regions and scale. Ultimately, you know, the goal would be to get to all 2,300 plus stores.
How is AI, particularly the use of intelligent agents, revolutionized retail operations from supply chain optimization to automating routine tasks and enhancing decision-making at scale?
I mean, so there's really numerous examples across the entire business where we're leveraging AI and it's embedded into our processes. From a store operations standpoint, we leverage AI, our data. An example, looking at sell-through velocities on SKUs, we could proactively detect if a particular item is typically selling, let's take 20 pound bags of black oil sunflower seed. If a certain store is selling a certain number of bags of black oil sunflower seed each hour, each day, if we saw that suddenly reduce, that would identify a potential exception. And we can do an AI task to an available store team member, you know, to go have them check the planogram. You know, is the, in this case, like the black oil sunflower seed in stock? Is it the product facing properly? Is the pricing right? You know, in some cases, the item might be in the back room and it just needs to be brought up to the shelf so it's shoppable by the customer. So we're using AI from a task management standpoint. We're looking at from a merchandising, you know, standpoint, from a supply chain, as you think through kind of replenishment, having an optimized inventory level. We want to ensure we have product availability for our customers because customers count on us as a needs-based retailer, but then also not be overstocked from an inventory standpoint as well. From a store support center standpoint, each of the departments are enabled through AI, merchandising, marketing, finance, supply chain, technology, legal, all of the departments here are enabled through AI and being able to leverage our enterprise data.
And the question I really have when it comes to this is, first of all, is this real time?
We've got the ability to launch missions at each store, you know, on a daily, weekly basis that are prioritized to ensure, you know, we're taking care of our customers. And product inventory is like an important example. In some cases, maybe there's an inventory inaccuracy. If for some reason it's showing there's product on hand, but it's not there, we've got a process also to be able to target out that inventory and then be able to force a replenishment.
Is there ever a human in the loop or is it automated?
From an AI standpoint, we would always have a human in the loop. So like with Hey Gura, with the generative AI LLM that's focused on product information, product recommendations, our store team member is using that, leveraging the information, but ultimately still having a conversation with the customer and helping navigate the customer to a particular solution. From a supply chain standpoint, with any of kind of the AI-based inventory replenishment, our merchandising team, supply chain team have oversight of those processes so we can make adjustments to, with our business, their seasonality. You know, in the spring, volumes pick up. And then also during holiday periods, as you think through in the weeks leading, you know, up to Christmas, we may need to make adjustments also just in response to natural disasters. Like as an example, last year, Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton, we're leveraging AI. We're leveraging this to quickly make sure we can get things like generators, gas cans, emergency supplies into the local communities, you know, at a time when our customers need us the most. We're leveraging kind of AI to be able to move very quickly, but there's always still going to be a human that's there helping make decisions, but being able to be very nimble and move quickly in those types of situations.
We're both technologists. And so like when we saw, I'm sure like when you saw it, I'm just assuming, but when we saw any of those LLM capabilities, I was just thinking like, how can we implement this? How can we do something awesome with this, right? Was that a hard sell for Tractor Supply to be like, hey, listen, we can implement LLMs in this really amazing way with AskGuru? Was that a difficult sell to like management or whoever had to make the decision?
Because of the deployment approach that we take, we're in the stores, we're getting feedback, constantly listening and kind of how we make improvements. We've typically seen very fast adoption rates. So, you know, when we initially rolled out the AI communicators, we saw close to 100% adoption rates very quickly. And then, you know, in the case of HeyGura and the product-based LLM, we've seen similar high adoption rates, in part because we make it easy to use. They can use through voice, they can use through an app. We've continued to build on that over time. Like every team member has TSC and Me, which is an app that has both a personal mode and a work mode. So it can be used to be able to check on benefits information or to be able to see your most recent paycheck, to be able to send country mile badges and recognition to other team members. And then there also is analytics. So being able to get sales information. We make these tools accessible to our team members. With TSC and Me, we introduced Ask HR, which is an HR-based kind of LLM, because one of the things that we saw early on when we launched HeyGura is in some cases, team members are asking questions that aren't product related at all. And so from an LLM ops standpoint, we learned we're going to need to be able to support multiple LLMs. So we've been introducing just listening and based on the feedback, incorporating multiple LLMs into our products. That's driven new skill sets and being able to regularly review kind of prompts. We record a quality score with each interaction. So if we need to go back to see on a particular LLM, if there's additional data that's needed to kind of improve accuracy. We've got ML ops in place. We've got LLM ops in place. We're continually improving the accuracy of these models and driving usage and adoption. That also creates challenges as well. If you've got a customer there and you're assisting them with a riding mower and navigating them through several different kind of product choices, you need an immediate response. You can't be waiting 30 seconds or a minute for a response from the LLM. So we do quite a bit in terms of performance tuning and from a continuous readiness standpoint, also making sure the platforms can scale up, especially during periods of the year that are particularly busy. So, you know, as an example, day after Thanksgiving, we see a significant volume as a retailer as customers are getting a jump start on their holiday shopping.
It's interesting you said that you had to scale up based on the inference time for those big, you know, generative AI queries. How do you prepare for that? Like, did you know when you implemented initially AskGuru that, okay, this is the amount of GPUs we need, this is how much we anticipate we'll need, and then all of a sudden everyone's using it and like, oh gosh, we have to really scale up. Is that what happened?
We started initially with our pilot stores, our manager advisory board stores, our district manager advisory board stores, and then you know, started rolling out to the regions from there. So we were able to kind of gauge volumes. And then as we saw more and more adoption, work proactively in getting you know, some additional kind of capacity and GPUs in place with our partner. But there's also been you know, examples like with Tractor Vision, as we were training the computer vision models, you know, in many cases, it requires millions of images and training. This is a Tractor Supply team member versus this is potentially a customer. Is a customer bringing a pet into the store? Perhaps it's a dog. We've had a wide range of other animals that have been brought into the store, goats and horses. And so we've had to train the models. We wanted to understand kind of foot traffic, conversion, and then also if a customer was dwelling in a particular part of the store and needed assistance, being able to identify that versus it being a team member. But there's always with this unexpected things. Like at one point, I remember when we were doing a lot of the training of the models, we had a large inflatable Santa that was at the front of the store, and the inflatable Santa was triggering alerts that there might be a customer that needs assistance. So, I mean, it just so happened at a particular store as the inflatable Santa was moving in the wind, it was by the riding mowers, which it gave the appearance that it was dwelling near a riding mower and then triggering alert. This is where kind of your ML ops comes into play. There's additional images, things that we got to do to train the model. That's an inflatable Santa. And then we have really unique products at Tractor Supply. We've got a 6-foot rooster for each season. You know, in Halloween, we've got a skeleton rooster. It's very unique, but we've got to make sure the models recognize that's a product versus, you know, that's a potentially a team member or a customer. And all of that takes GPUs. And so as we were doing this at scale, there was points too. We also needed to add additional capacity and be able to develop those models.
Technology is, I don't know. Has it ever been as rapidly changing it as it now? I don't think so.
Each day, your AI continues to get better and better. I mean, it's incredible the pace at which things are moving. And I think it will have implications kind of from a retail standpoint longer term as well.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
So an example might be today, a customer might be inclined to do paid search through Google or another search engine, but over time they might use their digital assistant, and these assistants are continuing to learn more about us, our preferences, and being able to give us personalized advice. And so I do think over time, there may be a trend that customers more and more use AI assistants to kind of help them. They may be planning a trip. They might be planning a particular project and developing a parts list or of things that they need for their project, or just simply being able to purchase something that they might need for their pet. And so I do think we've got to keep an eye towards connectors and agents. And regardless of kind of how the customer prefers to shop, if that's through the consumer mobile app, the web, through some of these AI assistants like ChatGPT or Perplexity or Gemini or others, that we make it really easy for the customer. And then, over time, as you see more use of operators, there may be a future where people are using operators to do research, and they might be looking across multiple websites to kind of research their project and then bringing back a recommendation for their purchase, and then through the operator making the purchase. And so we may be a few years out before that's getting popularity, but we've got to have an eye towards the future and making sure we've got that ecosystem of partners and connectors with those agents.
So with new technology available literally every day, how do you foster a culture of experimentation and continuous learning across both tech and business teams so you're trying new things and doing better business?
Tractor Supply has a strong culture focused on mission and values. So one of our values is change, embracing change. You know, we have values like teamwork, spending time in our stores, getting feedback, understanding kind of where those customer pain points might be, how we can better support our team members from a store support center standpoint. We also have AI champions across the entire business. So every department has AI champions. They're leveraging AI technology. You know, they have access to some of the most advanced kind of AI models in the world. And so we regularly get together with our AI champions. We have a process called TVS, which is our tractor value system, where we're continually looking at how do we make improvements to our processes, you know, solving problems cross-functionally across multiple departments and supporting the business. But ultimately, I would come back to, we have a really strong culture that's focused on mission and values, supporting our team members from a people standpoint, leveraging AI to be able to support our team.
How does someone become an AI champion within Tractor Supply?
We had nominations from every department. We've onboarded the AI champions. We've provided training. We've mapped out prioritized use cases for each department. We share best practices with each other around building projects, you know, how to interact with prompts and data. As you know, with generative AI, it's not always just a single prompt. You know, you may need to interact, ask several clarifying questions. You might need to include some data sets and really have a conversation with your data. We're all at kind of varying levels of kind of expertise as it relates to AI, but I think getting those AI champions together, being able to share some of those best practices is helping our accelerate. And also looking at how we build AI as a competency from a development standpoint, it's being integrated into individual development plans, and then also our goals, you know, from a performance perspective.
How has AI implementation increased your ROI?
With Hey Gura, we've got the ability not only to measure what are the types of questions that team members are looking for assistance with, but we also look at from a point of sale transaction data. So if a team member was using Hey Gura, ultimately did it result in a sale? And so we've got data that, you know, we can review hourly, daily, weekly, monthly on usage and adoption. Also, then ultimately, is it driving kind of sales lift? And then with Tractor Vision, we've got insights into customer traffic and conversion rates and how we can drive improvements from a customer service standpoint. Also, just conversion with big ticket items like riding mowers. And then also just like the AI kind of task management where that directly can influence sales. Like if you were out of stock on a particular product and we were able to proactively detect that and ensure that that inventory is in position so it's shoppable for the customer. And then, you know, from an inventory management standpoint, localization is very important for us. We've got one Tractor Supply store and over 2,300 local communities that we live and serve. That's also localized inventory based on the products, the services that are needed by that community. Those are a few examples, kind of how we're leveraging AI to enable the business. But again, it's all focused on the customer. We want to give a legendary experience for the customer each time.
What's next? Where do you see the greatest opportunity for agents to augment or even replace traditional workflows?
So at Tractor Supply, every team member is AI connected. We take a platforms-based approach with our architecture. And in terms of kind of what's next, you know, we'll continue to drive training, usage and adoption, you know, making every team member AI connected and how they can use these tools. There's likely a 30 to 40% productivity unlock in organizations embracing, you know, generative AI and these capabilities to better serve customers. And I think over time, as consumers use digital assistants, which, you know, that space continues to dramatically change each day with new capabilities announced. I do think there'll be connectors. It will influence retail for the future, and we'll need to make sure we've got an eye towards, you know, making it easy for the customer, regardless of how they wish to shop, whether that's through Google or whether that's through a digital AI assistant or through the consumer mobile app or web or coming into the store.
So in a lot of industries, especially people like me as an architect or an engineer, and I'm seeing the power of these agentic flows and generative AI, and there's this undercurrent of anxiety with just how powerful they are, and maybe one day they can do what I do. Have you seen anything like that within the employees of Tractor Supply?
Yeah, there's examples. I mean, like with operators, you're able to do tasks much more quickly. So let's say you were doing market research, or you could, in the past, take hours or days to be able to research a particular market or better understand, you know, competition or pricing or other information. With operations, you're able to quickly gather that data and then be able to apply models and get insights much faster. So a lot of the feedback that we've heard, you know, through use of agents is it's able to gather large data sets quickly. And then with advanced reasoning models, be able to interpret the data and be able to get output to kind of decision makers much faster. And then also just reducing some of the manual work. And I think we've all have examples where, whether that's writing an email or building a report or presentation or other manual tasks that we may have in a day. And these operators will be able to accelerate that process. So we're spending less time doing some of these manual tasks and really elevating all of our roles to do the most meaningful work. But we would always still have, from a people standpoint, reviewing kind of the output, making interpretations, but I don't know that we would get to the point where the agents are just operating kind of independently and making decisions.
Glenn, thank you so much again for your time. This has been awesome. To all of you, thanks so much for listening and following along. Please leave your thoughts on the future of retail in the comments. We will see you soon.